Hello, beautiful people. This is a pre-show announcement. Zach Valenti here. Just wanted to let you know that this was a challenging episode for me to make. There's a little bit of swearing. There's a little bit more talk about death and dying. If either of those things aren't for you, no worries turning this off. Better now than later, know what I mean? This episode was scheduled to come out last Friday. I ended up really benefiting from just taking the Memorial Day weekend, and I appreciate your patience. Welcome to Focused AF. This week.
It's just ridiculous to feel like one of the luckiest people to ever live in the history of people, and still it is so fucking challenging to be a person. Fuck.
But first, some cringeworthy romance.
Happy Cinco de Cuatro.
May the fourth be with you.
Do you want to tell everybody who you are?
I'm Kathleen. I'm Zach's lady friend, special lady friend.
Kissing in the radio sounds gross.
It does. But it's also so romantic.
Bella señora. If you were listening to Focused AF, formerly known as Focused as Fuck, last spring, maybe you remember this clip.
Online dating sucks.
Tell us how you really feel, Zach.
I don't wanna.
What an original opinion that no one else has ever had.
I'll link to that episode in the show notes in case you want to hear the whole thing. It was actually just a couple minutes before that moment, lying on my rug, complaining to my friends Gabrielle and Sarah, that I actually connected with Kathleen on an app called Coffee Meets Bagel. It was late April, we ended up going on our first date in early May, and we hit it off. We kept it very casual early on, seeing each other maybe once or so a month, and as we got to know each other better, we started spending more time together, and about a year later, we found ourselves right here.
What's the most important thing to focus on in dating, relationships, sex, that you feel you've discovered in the last year of being together?
Communication. It's easier. It's easier than you think.
I guess what's one piece of like actionable advice that would be easy to do that you would, if you could go back in time and like give yourself a letter, like a post-it, what would you write on it?
Don't be afraid to be yourself.
Can you maybe remember the first time you were more yourself with me than you'd been with previous partners?
I don't know. Probably when I started telling you about all my crazy anxiety thoughts.
Those, like, I remember that being pretty relatively early.
Yeah. Because I wanted to be honest because you were honest. You were open and honest, and I was like, that's refreshing and I like it. Let me try.
So that's Kathleen. Our relationship has felt like a breakthrough on a number of levels. Unlike in previous relationships, I've had the courage to say literally every concern that's come up for me. Early on, I was able to communicate how and why I wanted to move really slowly. As time went on, I proved to myself that I can ask when I need space or not. And we generally just have an ongoing open dialogue about each other's expectations of each other, which is really refreshing. As my relationship with Kathleen has grown, it's gotten me thinking about all the relationships in my life and the partnerships in my life and what each distinct partnership provides. My writing partnerships, my acting partnerships, my business partnerships, my family partnerships. It's starting to dawn on me that I might not have a life without my partnerships. And as luck would have it, I got to have an incredible conversation with an artist who seems to really understand how this crap works.
Yes. What? What kind of dog are you again?
I'm a golden doodle.
That was so specific.
Meet Ellen Winter, storyteller and composer. We got to meet at an audio drama meetup recently, and it was such a pleasure to talk to her.
I also really want to talk because I feel like as a writer, it's really important to have reminders to go outside and step away from your computer.
Right.
I set reminders for myself via phone, but it'd be great to have like a dog I can take care of instead of a robot that reminds me to like be a human being.
That's amazing.
Because otherwise I go a whole day where I like don't eat and I don't go outside and then I'm like I'm a garbage person and I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
This person who claims to not know what they're doing with their life most recently co-wrote, composed, directed the musical podcast 36 Questions.
Me and Chris Littler wrote 36 Questions. It's a podcast musical starring Jonathan Groff and Jesse Shelton about a married couple who is very, very different and whose marriage is on the brink of divorce, and they use the 36 questions one asks to fall in love to try and save their marriage.
If you have not heard this podcast, where have you been? Go listen to it. You'll love it. I'm putting a link in the show notes. Then I had a question for Ellen.
So the question that I ask everybody is, what do you think is the most important thing to focus on?
The most important thing to focus on? In life or like in career or?
Part of the question.
That's part of the question. I really feel like the most important thing to focus on is the present moment. And really taking stock of the things that are around you. Really soaking up as much gratitude as you can because literally time is so fleeting.
Holy fuck. I've been dealing with a family member's health recently.
So you remember the opening clip, the Sabi one?
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the one. It was recorded the night I found out a close family member has a diagnosis that we will be dealing with for the rest of their life. Or, in the words of this family member, dancing with for the rest of their life, which I really prefer. While it's not necessarily terminal, it's pretty scary. And so I was primed for this conversation and Ellen's call to be present, because it's something I've been thinking a lot about in regards to the time I spend with my family and, by extension, the time I spend with everyone I love.
If I'm not present, I know it, and I can't do the shit that I need to do. On stage or like in the recording studio, if I'm thinking about how the song ends, if I'm thinking about where the music ends, then I'm not actually honoring what the music is doing right now. And also, even outside of career, I would say like with my person, my partner, he is the most present-minded person I've ever met and reminds me all the time to like to sink into the now because I am such a forward thinker. So I say mindfulness and present moment also as a note to self. I feel like with my writing partner, we're all like that is also a time where I am constantly like present-minded. It's like, okay, like really going from moment to moment in the story. And also, like, if we're looking at, like, if we're getting ready for a big, scary meeting with intimidating people, it's like, okay, we have to remember to be there for each other and have each other's back. And then in the sense of, like, life partner or life teammate, I feel like I can spend a lot of time working and a lot of time writing and a lot of time thinking about all the things I should be doing for my career. And then sometimes it's, like, incredibly liberating to just say, fuck it, and, like, just be like, you know what? Let's like cook a meal together. He is somebody who is that way like all the time. He has his shit together and he can plan stuff. But like I'm always like, let me plan like 5 months ahead. It's been a lot of like learning a language of partnership. I feel like both in my writing partner and my life love partner is like, how do I find a language that we both understand that can keep us present?
That may be the best question I've ever been left with. If you, that's right, you listening, have an answer to how you stay present in your relationships and keep communication open, I'd love to hear it. Please visit focused.af and click the send voice memo button on the right-hand side of the page and let me know. For me, communication has been everything, especially in the situation I'm dealing with my family and this new health surprise. I've just been reminding myself that there's never been a better year to get this diagnosis in human history for all the treatments that are available. And beyond that, I just couldn't have a better family to dance with all this with. Thank you to my family and to my partners. I feel like one of the luckiest people in history because of you.
Do you want people to follow you on the internet? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. My name is Ellen Winter. I am on the internet as It's Ellen Winter on Twitter and Instagram, Ellen Winter Music on Facebook. My website's ellenwintermakesthings.com.
This has been Focused AF. I'm Zach Valenti. Stick around after the credits for a guided mindful moment by yours truly. Music in this episode is by Blue Dot Sessions from freemusicarchive.org and Juan Bautista from the New York City subway. At least that's where I met him. Please consider leaving a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts. Share the show with anyone in your life that you think would benefit from it or enjoy it. And last but not least, consider supporting this production and all my online creations financially at patreon.com/Zach Valenti, where you can sign up to contribute a monthly amount in exchange for some sweet rewards. Once again, that's patreon.com/Zach Valenti. And now, Calm AF. This week, I want to give you a brief quote and then a little bit of guidance just to relax and then some quiet. Altogether, it'll be about 10 minutes, and I'll chime in at the end to let you know when it's done. The following is the voice of Alan Watts, one of my favorite philosophers and speakers.
And other astronomers, they say there was a primordial explosion, an enormous bang millions of years ago, billions of years ago, which flung all the galaxies into space. Well, let's take that just for the sake of argument and say that was the way it happened. It's like you took a bottle of ink and you threw it at a wall. Smash, and all that ink spreads. And in the middle, it's dense, isn't it? And as it gets out on the edge, the little droplets are finer and finer and make more complicated patterns. See? So in the same way, there was a big bang in the beginning of things, and it spread. And you and I, sitting here in this room, as complicated human beings, are way, way out on the fringe of that bang. We're the complicated little patterns on the end of it. Very interesting. But so we define ourselves as being only that. If you think that you are only inside your skin, you define yourself as one very complicated little curlicue, way out on the edge of that explosion, way out in space and way out in time. Billions of years ago, you were a big bang. But now you're a complicated human being. And then we cut ourselves off like this and don't feel that we are still the big bang. But you are. Depends how you define yourself.
However you heard that clip is perfect, even if it left you a little confused. For me, becoming aware of the fact that I might be an edge of the Big Bang in progress, I find myself letting go of tension I didn't know I was holding. My sense of self expands a little bit further beyond my forehead and chest, relaxing deeper with every exhale. If you notice that your mind has started to wander, not a problem. just bring your attention back to the physical sensations of the body. Where in your body is the breath most noticeable as it comes in and out? If you get distracted by a sound around you, just notice and maybe label sound. In your own time, bring your attention back to the physical sensations of the body. If you notice any soreness, feel free to give it some love. Self-massage is always an option. It's particularly great around the temples and jaw. in this final minute, see if you can relax any deeper, letting go a little more with each exhale. Ding, ding, ding. That's 10 minutes. Thanks for joining me once again for Calm AF. You can fund me making more free content just like this at patreon.com/Zach Valente.
My mom has this app called We Croak, which is in Bhutan. Like, apparently they say you should remind yourself you're going to die 5 times a day to be happy.
I think about mortality constantly, like all the time. I'm a very happy person, but I am constantly thinking about death.